again.
We're in Shir Pei Tes from Ramat Shiurim. Page 13 I wrote on top. Page Yud Gimel, and it says in the Hebrew on the bottom, at the very end of the page, where it says, Or HaBal Shem Tov HaFiya Ba'ilu M'chayshach HaGol. Or HaBal Shem Tov HaFiya. V'chein, Dove Zehu Miplos Tamim Dayin. Shekadosh Baruch Hu L'Hizniach L'Ozav Is Klai Yisrael B'Golus. This the Zohar Kodesh talks about when we went into Golus after the Churban Bayis Rishon, that Davke at that time, when we felt completely lost and completely broken, Beis HaMikdash was charev, we're leaving out yourselves, the end, Nevuah was ending, and so on. And Davke then HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us the Hizgalus of the Maisim Merkava. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranges history in such a way that Dafke, when we're going through a difficult time, the most difficult times in Golus, Hashem reveals more than in the past. So Ramatul writes that this itself is a wonder. Shakash Baruch Hu Lehizniach La'ozav Is Klai Yisrael B'Golus, that Hashem never chalila abandons us stam, that we should be in Golus. Next page, 14. Of what? You don't have the pages? Wasn't the photo static? Okay. So then it's my fault I didn't give them into photo stat. I thought it was up, still up there. Save them. That we see that it was at that time of the Gzeres of Tach V'Tat. In Poland in 1648, the pogroms of Chamniki Yimach Shamay, and Bechlal, the whole disappointment. Now, disappointment is not the right word. It's much stronger than that. Disillusionment, disappointment, as a result of what happened with Shabtai Tzvi Yimach Shamay. That after that, Klal Yisrael was in a very, very low state. And it was a time of unbelievable nisyonos. That it was possible for the light of Yiddishkeit, for the light of Yahadis to penetrate and to break through such unbelievable darkness. And then, back then, of course, before the Baal Shem Tov, there were many Talmidei Chachamim and Tzaddikim. But the Metzius was that Klal Yisrael, the overall mood of Klal Yisrael at that time, was terribly, terribly depressed. So Ramatul says, for instance, when you look in the drashas of the Yaros Dvash of the Rebbe Rabbi Yonis Naibishes, Shematriyam Ha'ira Sham Al Kama V'Kamim In Hagim Shall Preaches Shnistarashu Bekerv Ha'am, we see that the Rebbe Rabbi Yonis Naibishes was fighting against mixed dancing, men and women dancing, terrible, terrible promiscuity in Jewish communities, preaches, sneers, a breakdown in the overall state of Choshen Mishpat, business, and so on. No. Honesty and integrity in business. So these are things that are not just in our times. When you look at the drushes, he gives us as an example, the drushes of Rabbi Yonis Naibishitz, we see that this is what he was crying about. These are the things that he was screaming about. We're shocked to see the inyanim that the tzaddikim of those days were contending with. But kama haya yetzahar merakid b'neihem. And how the yetzahar was very, very alive and active at that time. And how the tzaddikim had to speak in those days, had to get up in shul, and to speak about the biggest aveirs in public. This is what was happening at that time, right before the appearance of the light of the Baal Shem Tov. Things were at the lowest ebb. And then suddenly there appeared the light of the Baal Shem Tov. And the light of the Baal Shem Tov, mamish, made a mahapecha. It turned the world over. It made a revolution in the world. Last week we were talking about Shabbos. Shabbos by the Baal Shem Tov and the Talmud of Baal Shem. And the mahapecha just was Shabbos. How Jews began to live Shabbos a different way. The same Lamed Tes Melachos, the same Kiddush, the same Havdalah, the same Zmiras, but it was a different Shabbos. So into this world of unbelievable darkness, when Am Yisrael was in a state of Yeyush Mamish, suddenly there appeared the light of the Baal Shem. Shemiat Ohayu Kahal HaMoinim Shel River Vais Alfa Yisrael, that all of a sudden, it's not just that Jews began to return to a life of halacha. But Shemat Yukal HaMoinim Shel River Vais Alfi Yisrael, thousands and thousands of Jews, hundreds and hundreds of kehilas throughout Russia and Poland at the beginning, Shiyuboyerim Be'esh Kodesh, that suddenly were on fire with a holy fire of Avodas Hashem. All of this happened within an unbelievably short time. You are sukkim by Vadis Hashem, by Yifanim Na'alim B'yoyser, where suddenly we find thousands, hundreds of thousands, and really in a short time, millions of Jews, who were not just back to keeping mitzvahs, but were Isaac and Vadis Hashem in the highest way, with Kedusha and Tahara. V'nikach l'dugma echaya nira chasid Chabad. Just for, take an example of a Chabad chasid, of what it was in those days, a Chabad Chosid. So you come and become a Chasidim, so you come to this Bali Esek, a Seichim Ashirim. That there were Chasidim that could have been very wealthy, and there were some wealthy Chasidim. Mikomakom hayalibam er ubayu mislavim kol hayom bin yoni Chasidis. And yet their hearts were on fire all day long within yonim of Chasidis. And Chabad, his boininus in Chabad is very, very deep. And I mentioned to you, I think a few months ago, how it's told that there was one of the Chabad Chasidim that was very big in the lumber business, that he was making a cheshbon of the month, of the profit that he made during that month, and he didn't see that the Balatanya was standing behind him. And this Chasid wrote down all the different dates, and he wrote down the different numbers, and then when it came to the bottom, and it says the Samachay Sahakol, was the sum total of the profits of that month. So all of a sudden, this Chasid stood back and he closed his eyes and then he leaned over and he wrote there, Ein Oid Vavadai. The Tanya said this over, that he saw this by a chassid, that he wrote, the sum total of my life is there's only God. That's the sum total. I'm in business, but the sum total of who I am in my life is Ein Oid Vavadai, there's only God. And there were thousands and thousands and thousands of Jews like this. And all of this happened within a few years. Did we have such a thing in earlier generations? Yeah, there were tzaddikim, there were talmid chachamim, but amcha beis Yisrael, business people, working people, store owners. With mikvahs and yichudim and avodas and all kinds of things, and avodas Hashem. There are always Jews, business people, they were honest, erlicha, God-fearing people. But were there such a thing before the Baal Shem Tov as a simple Jew, a working Jew, that every moment of the day he was walking around on fire with Hashem's bar? who would stop in the middle of work. Now, you know, it sounds funny. He would stop in the middle of work when it would come time for Shachris. So he says, Kederach Shayugim, Lespal B'Chabad, B'Sham Mucharis B'Yayim. At Mechabad, they daven very late. They daven Shachris very late. They spent hours. The big Hasidim that weren't going to work, didn't have to work, would spend hours and hours in his Bainalus and Chasidus and the deepest things. And then even working people spent a long time before davening. Then they would go to mikveh to go to work a little bit, and then to stop in the middle of work and to daven shachris. Regular Jews that would leave the world, mamish. And it's well known, by especially by the Chabad Hasidim, that they used to walk for hours. To stay in one pasuk, Amcha Yisrael, people like us, they would walk around for hours, being mizbainin in one pasuk for 3, 4, 5 hours in one pasuk. Had there ever been such a thing? Did anybody ever see such Jews like this? And we're not talking about just Yechidim, Yechidei Skula. Elameyos ve'alafim, hundreds and thousands. Sha'olu v'nesali, they ha'or shal pnimius, shaharid abal shem tov, that were illuminated by this light of pnimius that the Baal Shem HaKadosh brought into the world. V'kiblu mahus acheres lagamrei, al yidei arach hasidus. Regular Jews that received, that became different people. Mahus acheres, al yidei arach hasidus. And through Hasidus, they began to look at the world in a different way. In every matter of Torah, in every matter of Avodah, of mitzvahs. Ki Hasidus hirima es ha-hasogus ves ha-standard shel Avodas Hashem. This is very simple. Hasidus raised the standard of all Avodas Hashem. V'nitron l'damay zayis b'derech mashal. You could use a mashal to understand this. Shini b'medina seinu hisragalnu l'chyois im kama v'kama keilim machshirim u'rehitim shoinim l'noichius l'rachas ha'anoshim. In our times, we become used to certain appliances and different types of furniture and so on that makes life a lot easier. Zekranechshav l'shigra sachayim ha'regila. To the point that this has already become a regular part of life. And if a person has a washing machine, a dishwasher, an oven, even a microwave oven, and all of these things, that's a regular home. Not just by gvirim, by rich people. That's a regular home. And people feel that you can't live without these things. But if you take a trip to some third world countries, some poor places, like you go to Mizrach Europe or go to places in Eastern Europe, you see that only the richest people there have in their villages have such things. I remember it wasn't a long time ago when we moved to Eretz after my bar mitzvah. And we had an American car. It was a Chevy Nova. We're not talking about a Cadillac or a Rolls Royce. And how my father had charata and he wanted to sell it because it came over with a whole shipment of stuff sent over the car, and how when my father parked somewhere, there were like 100 Israelis, kids climbing, looking inside, and all the grown ups standing on the outside. People, ooh, and ah, they never saw such a thing, like a Chevy Nova. All right, so now already you see things like this in Eretz Yisrael. I'm talking about 1971, 1972. It's not long ago. And even now, in many places in the world, the things that we take for granted are not seen by most people there. There's a different standard of life that we have in the Western world. In the last generation, most people, with the exception of wealthy people, did not have all kinds of furniture in the house. Most people had some shaky chairs that were barely holding the people. And had simple wooden table. And they lived in wooden cabins, in wood cabins. And now we see the difference in the standard of how people live and what's considered to be just an average, basic standard of life. And if there was a time, and it's not that long ago, where people were grateful if they had a loaf of bread and some water to drink, and they were thrilled with the barest minimum. Even in terms of kosher food. I'm not talking about 70, 80, 90 years ago. That when I was growing up, there were very few kosher items in the store. And they certainly didn't have these big kosher grocery stores. There was no such thing. There wasn't enough stuff to put in it. There were very few kosher items. So mostly people, I think, they were not kosher. And they hoped, they looked at the ingredients and they said, it looks okay. And that was it, and they ate it. And again, I'm talking about 35, 40 years ago. There were very few things to eat. Very few kosher products to eat. Here in New York, there are very few things to eat. And now a person goes, you go into a kosher grocery. If you like chocolate chip cookies, there's not one type. There are 20 different chocolate doubles, super deluxe, and thick, and there's soft, and there's hard, and there's just from chocolate chip cookies. There was no such thing back then. You should find something that was Yoshin, that was Pas Yisrael. You went to the bakery, and you stood online at the bakery for half hour, 40 minutes, and you were standing online Erev Shabbos in the kosher bakery. And the lady standing over there with the string pulling down, some of you might remember, and closing up a box, and you'd stand there saying this much layer cake, or this, no. And always, she always would cut a little bit extra and say, and my mother always saying, I don't want anything from here, I want from the back. This is not a long time ago. You walk into a store now, Pesach, what's with Pesach? Back years ago, how many Jews went to a hotel for Pesach? It was the biggest gevirim had such a musig of going to a hotel for Pesach that there were very, very few places. Was this thing now, starting already from last Pesach, they already have advertisements every page in the Jewish newspapers and magazines. This Pesach, every place, the same singers in three places on the same day. Yom Tov, I don't know how they do that. In different, in Miami and in the Poconos, the same day. And the super duper speakers, guest speakers, all leaving their kehilas on Pesach and running to the hotels. Where was such a thing? B'chlal, I'm talking about 20 years ago. Where was such a thing? And now I talked to Bochum. They never saw Pesach in their homes in their lives. And they're not millionaires. They never saw Pesach. They never made a Pesach. They don't know what it means to make Pesach, which is an unbelievable hefsed and an avla that's taking place. They don't even know what that means. A Pesach, to make Pesach means to put in the car and to go, or to go to the airport and to fly someplace. B'chlal never saw Pesach. It's a totally different standard of living, a way of life. It's just a marshal, of course, how it's possible that in a very short time in Gashmias, things move at such an accelerated pace that the standard is like two different worlds. Two different worlds. Ki higdilu is kol ha-standard shechai ha-gashmiyus. The whole standard of gashmiyus, of life, is different. G'goyin shebi aldusi lo hayi kemat mi shehoi lo mechones kvisa. I remember also that when I was a kid, very few people had a washing machine. Very few people had a washing machine. I remember my mother with a clothesline, and I remember how things would get frozen in the winter, and you bring in something from the line, and it was like you could knock it like a rock, and that's how we lived. And I'm not talking about in the shtetl, I'm talking about in Queens, in the late 1950s, the early 1960s, when I was growing up. That's how we lived. there were some people that had a washing machine, it was already a chiddush. I remember with the color television, what was going on. There was one person in the neighborhood, it was a very rich person. All of us used to go to watch the Flintstones in color. That was the unbelievable thing. A color television. If somebody had a color television, and when remote control came out, that people were standing around looking by the same guy, and they were going to see if there was some trick, that there's nothing in between the box and the television. It's not long. It's not a long time ago. That you could sit here and press a button and it starts to change the channels. It's a different world. Nowadays, a washing machine, even simple poor people have a washing machine. There's already a dover rogel. So all of this, of course, is a very simple muscle. And all that we're learning is just a little bit of ruach of what Chassidus is before we go into the Svar Makadoshim. A ruach of what Chassidus did. K'mayichen sarach l'dash, shagam beruchnius, yichayim l'gvoa standard, ma yiyu ha'asogis b'avaydus Hashem. So the nimshal is that when it comes to avaydus Hashem, there was such a thing that in a generation before, there was one standard of Yiddishkeit, and then within a very, very short time, the entire standard of Yiddishkeit was transformed into something different, a different standard of Yiddishkeit. And in one generation, I'll give you a marshal, that somebody would go, I'm not talking about Hasidim, outside of Williamsburg or Borough Park when I was a kid, that somebody should go to a mikvah on an Erev Shabbos? That a Jew should toivel in a mikvah on Erev Shabbos? The only need of going to the mikvah that comes from the Hasidim. Not that there wasn't a mikvah before the Hasidim. Of course there was a mikvah. I mean, there were yechidim that would go to a mikvah, and even then, it was more Erev Yontiv, Erev Yom Kippur. But in an Erev Shabbos, went to the mikvah? Where? Who went to the mikvahs Erev Shabbos? I remember I went in Forest Hills by the service road of the Grand Central Park. There's a mikvah there, and they opened the mikvah up. That there should be there was a place for men to go toiveling for a little bit, for an hour or two before Shabbos. Kaparis, you walk now in places, Jewish neighbors, there are more chickens than people. When I was growing up, you had to order a chicken in Meal Mart on Main Street. You had to order the chicken a week or two in advance, and you went to the back of Meal Mart, and in the whole Queens, there were five or six Jews that they've slaughtered kaparis with a chicken. And there were other things also. Kaparis is a minig. And you could be an Erlich Yid without Kaparis also. What about the mikvahs for women? What was going on with the mikvahs for women? Where were all the women, all the from women, the Orthodox women, where were they going with the mikvah? What was with the mikvahs back in the 60s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s? Empty. Some Noshim Tzadkani is here and there. Empty. The mikvahs were empty. The need of covering the hair, bechlal, all of these things. How Mamish in the past 30 years, it's menakotze elakotze. There is such a thing. Who didn't have a television? When I was in yeshiva, who didn't have a television? It was such an odd thing. You heard only with some people that had it. They didn't have it. And he thought it was strange that they didn't have a television. There was a zehirus bechlal, and certainly in Yom of Tznias, when it comes to chasna, to sit separately, and these are all. You see that there is such a thing that an ur comes down from Shammai. The need of covering the hair. If a woman to cover her hair 25, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, unless she was a chassidish woman, or a very, very, very from yeshivish woman, wasn't benimsa, wasn't considered like that. If someone wore a sheitel, it was unusual for somebody to wear a sheitel. It was unusual. When it comes to Svarim, so I was over here by the Svarim, so how many Svarim did we have? What were the Svarim 25, 30 years ago? How many Svarim were there? I mean, the standard Svarim. And even the standard Svarim, you couldn't always get, you had to come back a second time to get a Shagazai or a Rashba. Now you can get the Rashba, big, small, this type, that type, with and without, all different, the Svarim. And all of this is mamish in a short time. The amount of English Svarim. When art school came out first with the Chamish Megillus, when they first came out with the Megillus, there was such a commotion, there was such a tumult. There was an English sefer with commentaries like that. The only thing that was before was Sonsino. And the Sonsino, the Gemaras that we used to try to use in Yeshiva. But, you know, it says that for the fruit that's Erla, called it their uncircumcised fruit. And we were wondering, what is that? I didn't know that there's a Shninyan by fruit. That's how, I remember, that's how it said of the uncircumcised fruit. So I remember, I said to my friend, what's going on with that? Missed out on something. I mean, this is a few years that there was that you went into this pharma store. I went to Yeshiva, was in Jamaica, Queens, and there was a store on the block called the Israel shop, the Israeli store. It was a Judaica store. There were maybe five shelves of Svarm. You can get a Mikros Gedolos, and a Chumash and Navi, and they had some Gemaras. So a couple of Rishonim, a Rambam, a few Rishonim. That was it. For the whole borough of Queens, there were thousands of Jews. That was it. A few shelves of Svarim. And you would see the same Svarim. They didn't have to replace them. Same Svarim. So you just have to talk to your parents about this. This is not, we're not talking about 80 years ago, grandparents, great-grandparents. We're talking about in these last few years. That such a thing can happen, that there could come an Ur from Shemayim where everything has changed. The amount of Limud HaTorah nowadays, the Inav Daf Yomi, yeshivas, all of this is in a short time. So he says, "Kamechen tzarich l'dash shegam beruch nisichel mikvah standard ma'yu hasogz b'odesh Hashem ma'yichoshel v'daver rogel mukubal she'ef shel baladai." It could go in ma'wa derech harogel ketsa tzuichel erev Shabbos kodesh. What does Shabbos look like? What does Shabbos look like? So the same way, lahavdol, the same way in Gashmias that the standard can be lifted, the standard could be raised, and something can become a regular part of life. So too in Ruchnius, with Shabbos. V'chein, niton loy m'shachasidus, roimimo v'higdila ma'oidus ha'asogis b'ruchnius. Rav Motel says, we could say, that the Ur of the Baal Shem, when it came into the world, changed the standard of Yiddishkeit. In a few years, the whole standard of Yiddishkeit changed. The kova michodesh is our standard, ma'yu ha'asogis ha'regilus, and was koveya a new standard of what are the regular hasagas of Jews in Poland and in Russia and in Hungary, the regular standard way that Jews would keep a Shabbos. That you could come to a simple Jew, and he sang piyutim, he sang askinas adas, and all different things, that he doesn't make kiddush for 50 minutes, a half hour. He doesn't come to kiddush yet. Regular Jews, that a generation before could barely say the words, vayera vayibarka, and now they already say askinas adas, and there's all kinds of hakafis around the table, and all kinds of asagas of what a Shabbos is, and then going to the tzaddik, and hearing Torahs, deep, deep Torahs, where Amcha Beis Yisrael, regular Jews were going. My father remembers, but the Havas Yisrael, by the old vision, when they went to see the vision, said, what was going on there? Every single Jew in town, and people climbing on the sides and hanging from the rafters on top, holding themselves onto the raft to listen to the tzaddik say some words of Torah. And bechlal, that they were able to understand what he was saying. That they had such hasagas. We were a Jew of the generation before. It was, what are you talking about? Issa'usa de la'ela, issa'usa de la'sata. They were trying to just read the taich, the Yiddish taich and the siddur and the machzer. They're not talking about Zeranpin. They're not talking about the spheres. They're trying to understand what it means, the words. And not Yechidei Skula. Thousands and hundreds of thousands of Jews. Of working people. Of plain Jews. A different standard of Yiddishkeit. That these became asogas haregilis hamukubolus b'chol anyonim ha'shayach na'avadis Hashem. Chabad Hasidim, Shabbos Mavarchim, So there's a takana from the Rebbe Friedrich Lubavitcher to say the whole Sefer Tehillim. Every single person comes to say the whole Sefer Tehillim on Shabbos Baruch. To say Berab. V'nuchalit zayilat zmenu shemizgoyer le'ezer chosid ba'yorik tana. He said, let me could imagine to ourselves. There's some chassid living in a little village. When his damlu l'spalu b'shana rabba b'beis haknesses ha'ironi yachidim kolah balabatim akshuta. Imagine some chassidish guy. He got whatever happened. He couldn't. He got stuck somewhere in an Ashkenaz town, and he had to daven in the regular shul. He had to daven in the regular shul when Hashana Rabba. He had to daven in the shul on Hashana Rabba. With regular balabatim. V'nehei mekayim mischayva sayom b'derech pashit. What was Hashana Rabba? Many of you grew up in regular shuls. I also did. I didn't grow up among big Avdei Hashem. I remember Hashana Rabba, the guy behind me was sticking his lulav into my back to get moving. And then when the Rebbe was trying to say, he said a little bit Hashana, so the guys would start to say Hashana, they would try to push the Rebbe along because they didn't like that. He said Hashana, they didn't like that, and I'm pushing with the lulav, beep, pushing with the lulav, tickling the ears with the lulav. So it was Hashana Rabba. It was Bechlal Hashana Rabba. Unfortunately, still by many Jews like that. It was Hashana Rabba. So this chassid had no choice. He ended up in a balabatisha place, and he's davening the Hashanah Rabba. Menanim is halulav. All right, everybody makes for the lulav, the right nanduim, and they make the hakafas because they lots yisadei chavos to be yitzay, just to make as fast as you can to make the hakafas and to make the hashanahs and to be finished. The chassid halazeh any yedem manaseka. The chassid doesn't know what kind of Hashanah Rabba by the chassidim. Hashanah Rabba is a main the Yom Kippur by the chassidim. Again, thousands and thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of Jews live Hashanah Rabba. I remember when I was a kid, we would go every Hashanah Rabba to Williamsburg to be by my cousins. We would leave Williamsburg. It was going to be Shemini Atzeres in like 2 hours. We would leave to get back Shemini Atzeres to be able to just get ready for Yontif. And the Satmarov was, I'm talking about Rabbi, the Satmarov was still fearing Hakafas over there by the Hashanahs. And the screaming and the crying by the Hashanahs, I remember, I don't know what the Rebbe was saying. I didn't understand anything that was going on. But what was going on, Hashanah Rabbah in Satmar, by the Satmar Rav. And he was saying Torah by every crying, and I remember my father crying, and my uncle, and everybody crying and screaming by Hashanah Rabbah. It was the same Hashanahs, the same words, the same Hakafas. Everything halacha the same, but a different standard. To the point that this chassid that ended up in a regular balabatish shul in a shana rabba, what happened over here? He doesn't recognize the yontif. V'chassid is any idea manasekan heim tishabav hayom a shana rabba. He doesn't know is it tishabav or is it a shana rabba. Is it Tisha B'av? What is it today? He went into a regular Balabat Tisha Shul and the people just Hashana Rabba. Hala in a rogel klal she yavirus ayem hakadosh is a pashtus kolkach. The Chassidim were not used to such a thing that Hashana Rabba, which is me'ein a Yom Kippur, that the day should go in such pashtus, in such a simple way, in such a plain way. Because the chassid is used on Hashanah Rabbah to being the entire day by the tzaddik, and the tzaddik being ma'ira the inyan of geula, and by many of the chassidim and rabbis and sons in place to hear the kiyush shofa on Hashanah Rabbah. K'mo shedark shel Rav Hakadosh misatmer v'shat tzaddikim was Hashanah Rabbah. What was Simchas Torah? And yeah, so if you think, but the yeshivas also, they now, all of that's in the hashpah of the chassidim. It's all the hashpa of the chassidim. What happened? That Baruch Hashem, now you have in certain yeshivas where the simplest Torah is a whole day. There wasn't such a thing. There wasn't such a thing before. I was zeichet to see the Satmar Rav by simplest Torah. I don't know what year it was. Maybe 1965, 66. Everybody was just thousands of people, and also people came from all over, from Lower East Side and from everywhere. Jews were walking to see the Hakafis and the Satmar Rav on Simchas Torah. But that was already in Europe. It was known that was by him. He was a Shem Dover. In all of Europe, the Jews would try to go see the Satmar Rav by Hakafis. It was not a human thing. I didn't know what to make of it. I saw that he was already an old man. He wasn't on the ground. Everybody was standing, there were thousands of people, and I was there for maybe 2-3 hours. He didn't stop. I never saw anything like the jumping and the what was going on over there. It was unbelievable. But the Satmar Rav, that's a famous word from the Satmar Rav, because he had a very bad leg. You know the Vartan, that his doctor made him promise that he would take it easy, simply because he had very big problems with his leg. And the doctor lived in Williamsburg, and they told the doctor that the Rebbe is doing the same thing. And the doctor came to the shul to beg the Rebbe to stop. And he went over to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe was jumped. And he says, Rebbe, you promised. He says, Shemini Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzmo. It's a different foot on Shemini Atzeres. You looked at it, might that was another foot. This is a regel b'fnei atzmo. It's a different regel. Shemini Atzeres is a different regel. Now, I was zeichet to see it with my own eyes. I told you, Fuchs, I remember Shana Rabbah, when the Rebbe would come in, when the Satmar Rav would come into the Bis Medrash, and everybody starts crying, and I also start to cry because everybody's crying, so I start to cry. I don't know what happened. Everybody was crying. You never heard such a thing in your life. He just walked into the Bis Medrash, and I remember he had the talus over, and you couldn't see his face, and he walked, and then he turned around, and he looked like this, and the whole Olam starts to cry, sobbing, screaming. Regular Jews. It was a different world. Well, the hearts were ripped open. And the Ur HaBal Shem that came to the world changed the mahus of a Pasha Tayyid, of a simple Jew. Because without that Ur of the Baal Shem Tov, they would be the same as the other guy in the regular Balabata Shishul. That's nice Jews, good Jews, Erlich Yidden, who have a big chelik in Olam Haba, and they make their coffees just Hashana Rabbah, it's a regular day. V'nimtshah shechassidus roimah v'egdilas ha-standard v'asogas Hashana Rabbah v'kobo asogas chadoshos ma'nikro Hashana Rabbah rogim. A new standard of Hashanah Rabbah was established, was set. And now, the same way that even a simple person now expects to have a dishwasher and needs to have a washing machine, the Baal Shem HaKadosh brought to the world such a thing that a simple Jew needs to have a Shabbos table, a lichtige Shabbos table, needs to have a halakas Chanukah to go to a tzaddik where they could spend 2-3 hours with Zmiris by Lokas Chanukah. Not Mo'o, Sur Yeshua, Sigandik. But to have hours by a tzaddik at Lokas Neiris and Torah. That there wasn't such a thing. Again, but there were tzaddikim before. Tamir Chacham and tzaddikim, that they did such a thing. They did such a thing themselves. But that the Hamoin Am, the Jews should come and be, and regular people should have such a way, a standard of living. And then that became already a need. It became a need. That they can no longer live a different kind of Yiddishkeit. That became already something which was the bare necessity. A Kabbalah Shabbos. A Kabbalah Shabbos. Of course, Hashanah Rabbah, if you look in Nigla, Hashanah Rabbah is Chol HaMoed. If you learn the sugya properly in sukkah, you see that what it was Yom Ha'arava, right? Yom Ha'arava, back in the days of Chazal, what was Yom Ha'arava? So there was something. It wasn't. It was a little bit different from Chol HaMoed. There was a different, a little bit of a different avoda in Yom HaRava. But all the tefillas and the piyutim and the tzaakas and the screaming and the yelling and the tshuva and Menyim Kippur and the Nusach Yom Kippur and all of that. All of that, all of these things came from where? From the Zohar Kodesh. Comes from the Zohar. And from the Kisvei. Which the very, that's where we began. The very first thing that we were learning here from Reb Motl is that the inyan of the Baal Shem is that Pnimius HaTor became part of Klal Yisrael's way of living. Pnimius HaTor. The inner light of Torah infiltrated into Klal Yisrael. That's what the Baal Shem Tov brought down, the light of the Zohar Kodesh. In the Zohar Kodesh, Hashanah Rabbah is a big, big, big day, Hashanah Rabbah, in the Zohar Kodesh. It's a big day. The same you see with Bichlal, with Tu B'Shvat and Tu B'Av, that in Pnimius HaTor, these are big, big inyan. So by the Svadim, by the Chassidim, there was an or of Tu B'Shvat, there's an or of Tu B'Av that you didn't see in other places in the world. With Tzaddikim would sit on Tu B'Shvat and would fear Tish on Tu B'Shvat by the Svadim, by the Chassidim. Because it's the or of Pnimius HaTor. And the Svadim and the Chassidim were drinking that light of the Zohar Kodesh and of Rabbi Shimon and the Ari. So you saw by the Svadim Shiyid and also these Inyanim, also Hashanah Rabbah, a different world. The Inyan of the Tzaddik, it was a different world. Shenitner Rishus L'Bal Shem Tov L'Talmidov L'Galoy S'Lohayrit Zayis Ba'ofen She'yuchlu L'chyoy S'Lohargi Zayis Ba'Poyal Mamish. The Rishus was given from Shemayim. Rishus was given from Shemayim for Jews, regular Jews, to live a life of Pnimius, to live in a way of Pnimius HaTorah, to live with Minhagim, Hanhagis, Tfilas, Piyutim, that a regular Jew says the words Askinus Azos, the Meimanusa, Shleim Zechevus, the Malka Kedisha, that a regular Jew has such a Seidiv, Yidid Nefesh Avarachma. What was before the Baal Shem HaKadosh? Shalashudas. What's the Shalashudas? Bechlal, what was the Shalashudas? Page 15. But now he turns to the highest thing of all. The sugya of Ahavas Yisrael. What happened to this inyan? What changed with this mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and on? The mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael. V'naschil tzas l'vor oid echem me'achadushim agadolim sh'derech ha'chsidus. Another big chiddush in the derech ha'chsidus. Again, the ruach of chsidus, what it is. V'hu be'inyin hamidah shel Ahavas Yisrael. This midah of Ahavas Yisrael, shederech haChassidus pa'ala gedolus and hatzaris binyan zeh. That in Chassidus this became a very big inyan, Ahavas Yisrael. Ki hein emesh bevadai gam lifnei derech haChassidus hay mitzvah hi b'Torah shel v'havlu yachak kamoicha. The Baal Shem Tov wasn't mechadish the mitzvah deraisa v'havlu yachak kamoicha to love another Jew. Aval hini b'derech klal kfi sha'inim esparish etzal kol chachmei hamusa. Still, the way that it was understood by the chachmei hamusa, which we spoke about some weeks ago. Again, he just points out in the parentheses there were always yoytzim in haklal, but b'derech klal hu shemitzvus v'haftu echa kamoich hi mitzvus shiben on l'chaveiv. That the mitzvah, if you look in the Musa Svarim, and by Reb Shel Salanter zechet tzav kodesh l'vracha, this was the yesoid of Musar, that the inyan of v'yahav l'rach and chamoicha is altogether ben adon l'chaveir. That was, there's a chelik of ben adon l'makom, davening and tefillin and so on, and there's a chelik of Yiddishkeit that's ben adon l'chaveir between Reuven and Shimon. V'yiklal gadol b'tayra shel kol ha'mitzvah shel ben adon l'chaveir, which of course goes back to Rabbi Akiva, who said it's a klal gadol. Meaning, in the mitzvahs of Ben Adam L'Chaveira, V'hafta recha kamaych is the klal gadol. Is the aside of all of the mitzvahs of the amla chaveru is v'hafta recha kamaych. And as it's explained in the Rishonim, the Ramban, and other Rishonim, that all of the mitzvahs of Bikkur Cholim and Achnasas Kalim and Am Chaver, all of those are anofim branches that grow out of the mitzvah of Yahavt L'Recha Kamaych. The kolzo anafim asher odem tzarich liyos bal chesed. And it was always that this is an anaf, a branch, of the requirement of a Jew to be a bal chesed. That's what we see in the Musa Sfarim. V'holachta bidrochav, to go in Hashem's ways, mahu afata, and so on. V'hein onam bevada yichom lezbeinu la'archiv bedover, shekol klai Yisrael him koi ma'achas, shlei ma'achas, v'nechshovim kiguf echad. And we understand that one can look at this in a deeper way, that all of Klai Yisrael is like one guf, like one mitzias. And it's not like two separate people that one loves the other person. Which we see this from talk about from before the Baal Shem. That all Jews are like one. And kol echad nechshav le'echad mamishim chaveru v'oyhev oyse k'may sh'odem oyhev es atzmo. And to love another Jew is loving yourself. V'zeu v'hachta recha kamaycha means kamaycha mamish, the way you love yourself, mamish. Shriyache hu kamaycha mamish v'alecha lehav oysoi kamaycha ta'oiv ez atzmacha. That another Jew is mamish like you. And that's the pshat in v'hachta recha kamaycha. V'chidugma shnei achim ha'oyavim zeh lezeh, the same way two brothers love each other. Why? And they sh'ov ech l'shnem, because they know that the same boss of Adam, that the father, they have one father. So too you have to love every other Jew, kilo yach, like he's your brother. We all have one father. The same way you would help your brother, you help another Jew. This is what we find in all this farm. All the Musa Sfarim are going along this mahalach of the inyan of two brothers, of a parent, of a child, of a benon chaveray, of every Jew loving another Jew because his mom is your brother. And of course that's true. How can I help another person? All that's true. But all of it is mitzvah benon chaveray. V'hinei lefnei derech achsidus ha'yochol yoshiyis laiv odem yivar b'inyin abas Hashem. Now, before the Baal Shem HaKadosh, there was such a thing that there were great Jews that were on fire with love of God. That you had before also. V'yochel harav la'amad v'lidrash drosh shleim b'lahalav eslev ha'shemim begadlus in yishla havas Hashem ki rabbihi. And you had great tzaddikim, rabbanim, like the Rebbe Rabbi Yonis Naibishitz and other great tzaddikim, the Maharal, whatever, they would get up and they would talk about ahavas Hashem, there would be mamish, a fire of ahavas Hashem, they would be ma'ir with oilim to ahavas Hashem, or to do tshuva. It was a very big thing. Also to get the oilim going with the havas of Torah, love of Torah. La halidus alavavus ad kamen nizgav enalu at Torah asher b'havosa yishgu tamid. Aval ahoya kadar v'azeh sheyislavu b'inyin havas Yisrael. But the inyin of a havas Yisrael, that was not. The inyin of a havas Yisrael was seen as a practical way of carrying out acts of kindness, one Jew for another. So, it was a practical, the same way there's a din of putting a marker to make sure nobody falls off the roof, so too there are dinim that regulate the relationship between Jew, one Jew and another, and you should be to you like a brother, and you should be mativ, you should try to be good to him like a brother. But there should be an inyan of what it means, a yid, the kedusha of a yid, the nitzaitz of kedusha in every Jew, even in a Jew who's far, far removed from Torah mitzvahs. It wasn't a hislavus, it wasn't that the inyan of what Ahavas Yisrael was an avoid in Ahavas Hashem. There was Ahavas Hashem, there was love of God, and God wants you to be nice to other Jews. But that there should be a l'shem yichu kutshubichu shchinta in another Jew. Well, like the Rebbe Abzushi, when he was a guest someplace, they didn't know who he was, and they took him in as a guest, and he starts to kiss Friday night by Kiddush, and the guy thought he was a crazy person, said, don't carry on, my wife is going to throw you out. And he's standing there by Kiddush the whole time, the Rebbe Abzushi by Kiddush is trying not to, you know, explode. And then all of a sudden, the guy's standing there with the Becher, and the Rebbe Abzushi starts to kiss himself, and the kids are laughing, and the wife says, he's crazy, why'd you bring a nut over here for Shabbos? And the Balabas says, what are you doing, what are you crazy? So he says, what do you mean? He says, the whole week, Zushi is nobody. People spit at him. People step on him. Now Zushi is your guest. Zushi is a chefsa shel mitzvah. He's like a tefillin. And you kiss a pair of tefillin. He was crazy. They thought he was crazy. What a Jew. What's a Jew? A Jew is a chefsa shel mitzvah. It's a different mitzvah as a Jew. It's not just an Indian of, how can I help this guy with a loan? Can I help him change his tire? Could I help him to visit him in the hospital? All of that, of course, all of that. 100%. But Vos is Hayid. And to be on fire with the Yid. And to learn the Inyan of Ahavas Yisrael as a Sugi and Pnimi Satara. And to Taich Hayid. Vos is Hayid. What is Hayid? Don't just tell me to love him and to take care of him. Tell me what a Jew is. Every single piece in Kedushas Levi that the Baruch Shalom is Mispar of Yisrael, the Baruch Shalom, the biggest thing the Baruch Shalom has in the world is a Jew. What a Jew is. The Inyan of a Jew. Again, of course it's in the Zohar HaKadosh. It's in the Kisvei Ari. And of course in the Shalah HaKadosh. Of course in the Svarim. But as a way of life, such an Inyan? Shalahayu Kedov HaZesh Yislav U'binyin Ahavis Yisrael Ad Kamet Tzvichim Lev Kol Adam Yisrael. Zehu Adovish Neschadish Adei Chesed is the bottom of the page. Gam Ahavisol who Inyan Shechem L'Slayv L'Slayv. That even Ahavisol is an Inyan of Islavus of Avoida. Kein Mekayim Misa Mitzvah Shel Vehavto Recha Kamoicha Kemitzvah Shabbanol Mechaveru Bovad. The people in this spool when they read about Shlomo Kalibach. Shlomo Kalibach was a person with all the, you know, there were different inyanim by him. And I'm not making any kind of a statement about whether this was right or that was wrong. But the Ahavas Yisrael was a chiddush Ahavas Yisrael. That the man had such an Ahavas Yisrael. But this was a Baal Shem Tov Zayid. It's hard for us to understand because we're not used to seeing that. Whatever Reb Shlomo had in his life, again, I'm not saying. But the Ahavas Yisrael was a Baal Shem Tov Zahava. Well, the Baal Shem HaKadosh said that he loves the biggest Rosha than any person loves their only son. The Indian of what I mean, what does it mean to love a Jew? You have to understand, what is a Jew? What is a Jew? What does it mean, a Nefesh HaKis? Who is this person? With his Aveiros, with his Peklach. Who is he? To understand, what's the Indian of a Jew? And the regular people should be in that Indian of Ahavas Yisrael. Of course, all of these things need tremendous chizik nowadays. Need tremendous, tremendous chizik. Ki ein mekaymis ha-mitzvah shal haplo recha kamoicha ki mitzvah shal benal mechaveru b'vad. Brother Baal Shem, brother Talmid Baal Shem, it wasn't just a mitzvah benal mechaveru, a chesed. Ela ikir ha-inin shabai hu beged ha-mitzvah shal benal mechaveru. It's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ahavas Hashem, ahavas ha-Torah, and ahavas Yisrael. That's chesidus. Ahavas Hashem, ahavas ha-Torah, and ahavas Yisrael. Kud shabichu Yisrael v'ra'isa. Chad, one. Against the Zohar HaKadosh. But to live like that? Kud shabichu Yisrael v'ra'isa? V'yahavah kadoshi ka'ahavas Hashem v'ahavas ha-Torah. It's an ahavah kadosh like ahavas Hashem and ahavas ha-Torah. The greatness of Torah to talk about in the darshan to talk on and on about Hashem. The nimshin shekedushas nishmas Yisrael he kedusha achas ki kedushas haKadosh Baruch Hu kedusha Torah. A Jew became like haKadosh Baruch Hu. A Jew became like the Torah. A regular Jew. A We're gonna go to have Marv. So Mitzvah will continue over here next week. Like he says. Thank you.